you another quick one.
Not a chance.
What's that? I'll take the chances we had over the ones you know they had, and shot volume, and you're getting pucks in the net. But if your goalie's seeing them and they're from the outside, it's just limiting what happens after that. And I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Did you almost kind of need a game like that because you could get up more goals if you're comfortable giving up here in the last game?
Yeah, at some point. That had to turn for us, but we've gotten in our own way in a lot of these. It's not like I feel that teams have been leaning on us, but tonight, we didn't give up the bad one where, our goalie's got no chance and we were the reason, it happened. So, we made them have to earn their breaks and, they get one. But if you're gonna keep teams to one goal, you're giving yourself a really good chance to win.
I don't know.
There's a lot of things to blame if somebody turns one over, but maybe that's a small portion of it.
Coop, any update on Perkins?
No, we a few guys are dinged up after tonight, so we'll have to see tomorrow.
How do you think the D responded playing with five there for
us? And that's tough to do. And so that's we spent some little time on our end. Like I said, it wasn't, incredibly stressful, but you're still spending time in your end. We're trying to, make sure we were getting a little bit of a push there in the third. When they make it 2-1, it's a little dicey, but it was a big goal by Myers there to make it 3-1. It gives us a little breathing room. And then not spend a ton of our time in the end when they pulled their goalie. So it was a good job tonight.
Both Sergey and Myers mentioned that as a point of emphasis, keeping things on the outside. Was that just better execution in this game, or like a change of emphasis?
No, that's something we talked about. The bottom line is, if you're not protecting the middle, you're in trouble. And now you're putting a major stress on your goaltender, because teams are going to get chances. But a big thing was for us to make sure we're keeping our gaps, to make it harder to get in the zone. We did okay at that tonight, but we weren't letting second chances happen. We weren't letting those east-west plays happen, and because of that, you only give up one.
Does Calgary style, make it a little tougher for a team that likes to play a little bit more up and down, because there's a lot of stoppages in the puck, a lot of face-offs. They tend to kind of slow the game down a lot and kind of keep you out of a flow that you like to get into otherwise?
I don't know. They're bigger, heavy team, and they play in straight lines and get pucks behind you, and they go to work like they're a working team. And so you just have to be on top of that, and you have to match their work ethic. But they're a predictable team too, so we know what they're doing. You got to grind, and that's what I thought our guys did tonight.
Oh. 11:38.